Arizona's news station, KTAR News 92.3 FM. Arizona Votes, Primary Day 2022, with Mike Broomhead.
Hey, thanks for being here. It was an exciting night last night. Today is a lot of anticipation. We'll find out answers on some of these races that are too close to call, but some of the races for the general election have been decided. Joining us right now from High Ground is Chuck Coughlin. Chuck, welcome back.
Thank you, brother. It's great to be with you.
Let's talk about what happened last night. I went to bed last night. Karen Taylor-Robeson was up about 9 points, woke up this morning. She's down about a point and a half. Was that something you expected to happen when they started counting the votes from Election Day?
Yeah, we thought that Karen would have an early ballot lead with the early ballot drops because of the demographics of that group, and that Kerry would win Election Day voters. I was surprised at the momentum that Kerry gained throughout the night. I was up till 1:30 watching the thing. I felt like deja vu all over again from the last presidential cycle, yeah. You know, where everything flipped overnight. So it was it's an odd thing, but yeah, we anticipated it tightening up, and it actually flipped last night.
So what is left to count in Arizona? Is it just those early ballots that were dropped off in voter boxes and provisional ballots? Is that all that's left?
Well, what we got is, so Stephen Richards estimating there's probably 125,000 of those people who dropped their ballots off at Maricopa County on Election Day. There's probably, Mike, 20,000 that arrived in the mail at the post office, postage, you know, received about 20,000 of those in Maricopa County. So there's probably about 145,000 ballots out in Maricopa County, roughly. If you percentage that out, Maricopa County is 65% of the voting population. You know, the rest of the state is the balance. And then you take that percentage and bang it off that 145 figure, you got probably another 45 to 50,000 ballots that are out statewide, with about 27,000 of those coming from Pima County, and about the remainder, 24,000 or so, coming from Greater Arizona. So somewhere south of 200,000 votes statewide.
Do you think this race is going to tighten up even more with those ballots out there, or do you think the trend overnight that was going the way of Kerry Lake is going to continue?
You hate to bet against trends. I mean, it's a hard thing. So here's the question: do the early voters act like early voters that drop? You know, act like the early voters. Do the late earlies act like early voters that Karen won, or do they act more like Election Day voters that Kerry won? My instinct is that they'll act more like Election Day voters, and that the Lake lead will be too difficult to overcome. But hey, that's why Yogi Berra says you got to play them all.
Yeah, that's right. So let's talk about Pinal County for a moment. How much did my words, not yours, the debacle in Pinal County yesterday, is that going to play a role in any of these races?
I don't think so, because most of those ballots, Pinal County, sorry, it's a very small percentage of the overall population, and it has, and as I understood it, most of the problems were at the local level down there, with the local races not being printed on the ballot. And so I heard they ran out of some ballots. So,
yep.
But you know, I can't really think that that's a giant issue, Mike. You know, with the percentage of voters that exist in the Republican primary in Pinal County.
Political consultant Chuck Coughlin joining us from High Ground. So let's talk about some of the head-to-head matchups. Blake Masters now is going to go up against Mark Kelly. A big hill for him to climb because he had to be so far right in the primary. Is it going to be a big hill for him to climb to get to the center to get those all important independent voters, or is this going to be something that can be easily overcome if you do it the right way?
I mean, you're a smart man. You just hit it. To which way do independent and unaffiliated voters go? They're going to be about 24% of the electorate in the general election this fall. We have not seen them be pro-Trump voters. Trump lost them in the last cycle badly to Biden, and Kelly won them handily last time in his race for Senate. So which way do they go? You're going to get a tsunami of negative media from the Republicans tying Kelly and tying Democrats to Biden. We're going to hear a lot of that. We're going to hear so, but do Arizona voters discern between that and an election denier, somebody who is not in support of, you know, the vote in Arizona? That's the question. That, you know, my instinct is that that's going to be a hill to climb, too high for Masters to climb, and that Kelly, with his considerable amount of resources, will be able to hold the vote that he held in 20 and hold those people who voted for him in 20 in 22.
When you look at the governor's race, if it ends up being, and you know, you hate picking either one, but let's just say the lead holds up, it looks like in early polling numbers, Kari Lake trails by, what is it, 6 or 8 points behind Katie Hobbs. What does that look like?
It's the same thing. It's the same type of story. Hobbs is obviously, you know, she's been hiding out in the Secretary of State's office, so she has to take off the training wheels and hit the floor here and get out there and narrate a campaign. We know what the path is, right? We've seen Sinema win a statewide election. We've seen Kelly win a statewide election. You say, I'm an Arizonan. I'm not a partisan Democrat. I'm here to serve the people. I'm here to make government work. You're going to get a tsunami of stuff again from Lake and from Republicans about tying her to Biden. She, you know, progressive Democrat, you know, you can't trust her. You're going to get a lot of that from the Republicans on, and how does she weather that storm? How does Hobbs weather that storm? We're going to find out. It's going to be a fascinating race to watch, because both of these candidates will be playing in the deep end of the pool, if you will, with a lot of voters that, you know, heretofore they really haven't engaged with.
So let me throw something in there that I think may be a difference. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. With all eyes on the economy, if Kari Lake can shift, if she ends up winning this primary, if she can shift the focus from a stolen election to where our economy is and where it needs to go from a conservative perspective, does that give her a better chance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I'm her, I'm going to beat her about the head and face with the inflation, with the way the economy is going. And if I'm Hobbs, I'm praying to God that gas prices continue to come down and that inflation is much more better in control by the time people get their ballots in early October. That's going to be the tail of the tape right there, because you just hit it. It's why you're Mike Broomhead. You get these things. That's exactly what they're going to do, is they're going to beat her about the head and face with the economy and how bad the Democrats have made it. And we can't trust her to do this. And, you know, does she respond to that, or does she stick on her yoga mat? Does she stay on her own yoga mat? Does Hobbs stay and say, you know, I'm doing the best I can. Arizona's economy is super strong. We are an outlier for the rest of the country. I just can't permit an election denier to be elected governor of Arizona. The people of Arizona are going to be better than that. They're going to trust me. You know, you stick to your own message. You know, this is going to be one of these tales that we're all going to watch through the cycle, is who sticks to their message, what is their message, and who are they messaging to? Because it's the unaffiliated voter you got to keep in your mind that is going to be the swing voter in this cycle that's going to decide these races.
Chuck, always, always good to talk with you. And I know I have a really strong feeling we'll be doing this again soon.
I would love that. It's always great to talk to you and be part of your show, Mike. You're the best.
Thanks, man. That's Chuck Coughlin joining us from High Ground, a political consultant, been in business for over 25 years and just a wealth of information.